Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Seasons of Purpose broadcast, a ministry of New Season Church International. Ecclesiastes 3:1 states, "To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven." We are your hosts, Pastors Jasper and Constance Whitehurst. Thank you for tuning in, and now let's begin our study in the all-sustaining Word of God. Hallelujah.
It's a new season. It's a new day. Yeah, resting on you. I can feel it. It's flowing my way. Oh, oh, oh. It's a season of power and prosperity. It's a new season, and it's coming to me. Or if you believe that, lift your hands and say,
it's a new season.
It's a new day.
Amen, amen. Good evening, everyone, and welcome again to the Seasons of Purpose radio broadcast. Praise God. We are your hosts, Pastors Jasper and Constance Whitehurst, and we thank you for tuning in tonight and joining us in this time of a study in God's anointed, all-powerful, and all-sustaining word. We just give God the glory, give him all the honor, because he is so, so very worthy. Oh, yes, he is of our honor and praise. And indeed, this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice. Oh, yes, we will, and be glad in it. Because he has done such, I don't know about you, but he has done such great, great, great and mighty things for me. And I just love him and I thank God and give him all the praise. We like to, again, welcome you. We welcome in the presence of the Lord as well with a song of praise. I love every praise by Hezekiah Walker because we should always be in a posture of praise. Oh, I tell you, our God is such a glorious God that it has been said that the voices of 10,000 angels, and I say 1 million plus, could not give all the praise that he is truly deserved. So take time to listen with me and be blessed as I share with you Hezekiah Walker's every praise, not some praise, but every praise.
Let me hear the worshiper. Where's all of my praises? I want everybody around the world to put your hands together because all the praise belongs to God. Here we go.
Every praise
to our God.
To our God.
Every word of worship.
Every word of worship.
God, help us sing every praise.
Every praise
is to our God.
Every word of worship
with one accord.
Every praise.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
To our God.
To our God.
Glory, hallelujah. praise. I don't care what you've been through. Just know that praise is bringing you out right now. Nobody can get praise but God tonight. Come on, clap them hands.
Start from Matthew 16, chapter 24th verse.
Amen.
24b, 12. If any man will come after me, he is speaking, of course, let him deny himself. Can you deny yourself on the day? And take up his cross and follow me. Some can receive it, some cannot receive it. Maybe you can receive it on today, amen. And the topic for today is God's divine invitation. The gospel, acronym, the gospel, G-O-S-P-E-L. God's divine invitation, amen. Can you pick up your cross and follow him on this hour, amen?
Amen.
Can you pick up that cross and follow him? Praise God for your word. Praise God for the woman of God. We're going to pray already. We're going to take and get into the word. Taking a break bread together. Amen. On this hour, breaking bread together in the word of God. Amen.
Amen.
And Jesus is the bread of life on this hour. Amen. Always the bread of life. That doesn't change anything. Praise God. We thank God for the opportunity to share the word with the fans of God, the people of God. Thank God for you that's there. It may be a blessing in the word. May you be taken and get and run with it. And run all the way to the finish line. Amen. Fight a good fight of faith, praise God. Fight a good fight of faith, amen. Be part of the Paul team, part of the Jesus team, be part of the unity team in Christ Jesus, amen. Part of that team, amen. Praise God, praise God. To God be the glory. Excuse me. Let me see here. They are the kingdom. That kingdom come, and that will be done, amen. On earth. Is in heaven, praise God. God has a kingdom, heaven above, and God has a kingdom on this earth as well. And the kingdom of God is within us, within you and I, a born again child of Most High God, amen. A born again child of Most High God, the kingdom of God dwells in us. You know, he dwells in us. He's been blood washed by the blood of the Lamb, praise God, through Jesus Christ. So it's a divine invitation for those on the outside, but those on the inside, you already took care of that. Amen. So you already know Jesus is your Lord and Savior. But those who don't, they're missing out on it. Well, what do we say to them? They say that God got work for them as well. Amen. God reigns on the just and unjust. Amen. Some shine on the just and unjust, good and evil. Some shine on it. They give God grace and God's mercy to some degree. Amen. But those that know him, those that receive Jesus as Lord and Savior, those that are truly born again and washed in the blood, oh, my goodness, they got GBS on their side. GBS stands for God's Benefits of Sonship. You're a child of God. You're a son of God, woman of God. You get benefits that come at a, and you've been believing in Christ. There's some special benefits in the word of God, amen? Many benefits according to the word of God. That can outlive you to some degree because it's special benefit. It's divine benefit of the word of God. God's holy promise. Amen. So the people of God, to the saints of God, to his children. Those wonderful benefits. Sometimes he said he will show the goodness and mercy. He'll follow you all the days of your life, of my life. Amen. Surely goodness will run you down and take you over. Amen. Press down, shake together, run over. Good measure. Press down, shake together, run over. Amen. Yeah, that's a good blessing. Yeah, a good benefit. Amen. There's a good promise of God in your life. Right now, tonight, you're talking about God's divine invitation. Amen. His divine invitation he has for those that are alive and living, for those that are here right now in the sound of my voice. God has something special for you. Amen. Something special for you to do and to be a partaker of. But his divine word in your life, amen. He got a plan for your life, amen. Some of you know, he got a divine plan for your life, amen. It's been divine evidence that God has a divine plan for your life, amen. And God's plan is to Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, amen. Plan that only he has done is a finished plan, is a finished work, amen. It completed work in Christ Jesus, amen. God to seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness and all these things shall be added unto you. All these things in your life, all these things in your family, all these things that God wants you to realize in, to receive, amen. He's not trying to keep nothing from you. He wants to give unto you. He didn't give you power to attain wealth. You do it correctly, take care of He got a 99, take out a 100, amen. And he blessed it. He blessed the other 99. He just take care of all that. He take care of the rest, amen. You learn to trust him, trust in his word, and learn to be faithful in those things that he wants you to be faithful in, amen. Each and every day, be faithful. He's always faithful to us, praise God. God is always faithful. We have not been faithful. He always faithful, amen. He compassion is new every morning, every day. The compassion of God is new every morning, amen. That you take breath in your body, that you live and you see, you can breathe, you can think, you can act, you can walk, you can. It's a blessing, saints, to be alive and living on this day and hour. Regardless of what you're going through, God still cares for you. He still loves you. He still cares for you, amen. He said he never leave you nor forsake you. And what a great promise is that. And God honored that promise. He honored the promise of his word each and every day. Amen. He watched all his words to perform that truth in your life each and every day. Praise God. Get back to the invitation, God's divine invitation for you. Just about more time in the Bible, Jesus speak of, come unto me, come unto me, come unto me. Amen. Come unto me. You know. And something he's sincere about. And something he do not take it for granted. But God wants you to do what to do in your life. Amen. In my life. Amen. Praise God. So we thank God for that word of God that God has desired to. Jesus said, compel them to come unto him. Amen. You know, if we do the thing he called to do and go into the world, we compel them to come with a heart of gratitude, with a heart of goodness, with a heart of peace, with a heart of love. We compel them to come in to the kingdom of God, compel them to come in to taste the salvation of Christ Jesus. He paid the price for them as well. Compel them to come in. Amen. Compel them to come in and taste our salvation that God has provided for them. Amen. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. True, the evidence that the Lord is good. Each and every area of your life, God is good. God is concerned about you, saint, concerned about wherever you are on the face of the earth. Whether you're in your living room, your dining room, you're at work, amen, you're in the marketplace, whether you're in your profession, wherever you are on this hour, God is concerned about you. So salvation to the glory of God, amen. And we thank God for the opportunity. Thank God for his mercy, which endures forever, praise God. God's mercy, which endures forever. Are you a citizen of the kingdom, amen? Do you have your kingdom citizenship? Amen, do you receive your package through the mail? You know, come through the mail. You see your package through Christ, BDP is the benefits, blessings, and promises of God package. Have you received yours today, amen? Thanks to God. Have you received your package on today? Jesus has for you, amen? You should already have it already. He'll be already given to you. The more you say, receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you confess your sin, believe in your heart, Jesus died for you, for your sins, amen. Because you became your Lord, your Savior, your life. Definitely you see your fullness of the promise of God in your life, amen. And definitely you lead into God. Jesus said he wants to give you life and give to you more abundantly, amen, in Christ Jesus. Nothing on your own, but always in Christ. Stand upon the promises of God, upon the word of God each and every day. No promise there, yea, yea, amen, praise God. We thank God for the invitation I speak on tonight. It's something that you can't receive it from man. It's something that you can't order it from Walmart, or you can't order it from Amazon. Amazon is a good company, but this type of salvation, this type of invitation, does not come from Amazon or Target. None of those places can receive. They have this divine gift, this divine order, this divine presence of God. Amen. Like God's Yahweh, Elohim. They cannot produce this. Amen. It is not made with man hand. It made out of, not made natural, it made supernaturally, praise God, the power of Almighty God. Amen. It's an invitation of promise. It's an invitation of the presence of God in your life. It's an invitation of his perfect peace that passes all understanding. It's an invitation of his love on tonight. It's an invitation for his joy unspeakable and full of glory. It's an invitation of God's holy divine presence for your life, saint. Give you strength when you need your weakness. God can provide for you that strength each and every day. He can provide for you his Holy Spirit. Amen. He can walk by faith and not by sight. He can fill you with his spirit of promise. Amen. And his divine love. God give that to us, those that ask of him, so much, much more than you can ever imagine, above all you can even ask or think. It surpasses all of that. And we are that, you have that in God, in his word, and in his truth on tonight. Amen. We thank God for that opportunity. We thank God for that presence of him being in our life. Amen. Do you know the God divine invitation for your life? Do you know what that is? Do you know your gift and talent that he has given to you through Christ Jesus and through the Holy Spirit? When John 10:10, Jesus said to them, he said, I have come that they may have what? May have life and have it more abundantly. Not less, but he said more abundantly in him. He gives you more abundant life in him, in Christ Jesus. More abundantly. What are you talking about, Pastor? But you can be more, have more abundant in your desire, more have a meaningfully, relationship with Christ, with God Almighty, a perfectness in your life, amen. Have divine purpose for your life. Know what God had for you to do, what God called you to do. A divine joyfulness in your life, amen. To be joyful in the things of God, because the joy of the Lord is our strength, amen. The joy of the Lord is our strength. I get joy when I think about what he's done for me. You should be getting joy for what God has done for you, continue to do for you in your life, your family, your children, your grandchildren, all those throughout your generation. For me and my house, not for your house, but for me and my house, we should serve the Lord God Almighty. Amen? What are you going to do in your house? But for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. Amen? God has chosen you this day who you serve. Who do you serve on this day? Yourself? Are you selfish? You share things with people? Do you give to your brother, to your sister? Are you your brother keeper? Amen? You share your husband and wife? You know, do you share for one another? Amen? Do you share your relationship with the things of God? You share your faith? Amen? In Christ Jesus? Do you share your goodness that God has blessed you to have? Amen? Do you share it with other people? You just put it in a glass jar somewhere and cover it up. But God wants to share those things he has given to us. Our faith or our belief in him, amen, to receive those goodness, to receive that abundant life Christ had for us. He wants to share from day to day. He don't want you to take a hold on to it and keep it. He wants you to share and wants you to receive him as such, as let him be your Savior, be your Lordship of your life, amen, to have that divine understanding that God gave unto us, amen, through his word, through his spirit, to abide in his word, that his word may abide in us, to abide in Christ. He may abide in us. That's walking by faith each and every day. A faith walk. This is a faith journey for the Christian, for the believer. It's a daily faith walk, amen? And take your daily bread, the word of God. Where your day and time, you got so many different devices and so many different functions, so many different ways you can receive the word of God. It's special. You can't miss out on it. You can get it on your iPhone. You can get it on your iPhone watch. You can get it on your tablet. You can get it on your laptop. You can get it on your phone. You can get it so many different ways you can receive it. The word of God is in book form or in other form. The word of God is there for us to utilize, for our spiritual growth and development. It's there for that. It's there for you even more so now. Knowledge continues to grow and increase. So the word of God is there as well. You need to use the tools you have to build one another and to build up our most holy faith in the thing of God and to encourage others as well. You for empowerment. You to engage with the saints of God, the people of God, to build them up for edification, amen, to build up the kingdom of God and to build the house of God for the unity of the saints. All these things work together for the good in the things of God, amen? So we need to understand that as people of the Most High God, to understand that it's for our spiritual growth and development, and dig into the Word of God, study the Word of God, and apply the Word of God each and every day, and let actually our faith in him, that it may grow our faith and increase our faith in the things of God, in our daily walk, our daily living, in our spiritual growth. That's important, saint. That's important. The kingdom of God is within you. Jesus said that, according to Luke 17:21. In that verse, the kingdom of God is within you. Jesus said, behold, the kingdom of God is at hand. What do you mean? Manifestation of the word of God, through the Son of God. He was there. He was walking among us. He was there. He was walking among them at that time. And he was standing up. And he was there present in their being. He was manifest before them. And they didn't understand. They didn't receive it. And some did, some did not. But today, he said, the kingdom of God within us. Amen. Through the word of God, through his Holy Spirit. He's within us through the promises of God in our life. Now in the day, now in the time, to receive your blessing. Amen. And it said, for the foundation for the wisdom of God, but as well for the kingdom of God, is not by meat or drink. According to Romans 14:17, it's not by meat or drink. It's not certainly in the natural. It's not by meat or drink. But the word of God says, it's not by meat or drink. Thanks to God. But it's by righteousness, peace, amen, and joy in the Holy Ghost. In the Holy Ghost. Righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. That we're talking about the kingdom of God. It's within you. You know Christ is your Lord and Savior, the Prince of Peace, the kingdom of God within you. Amen. The power of God within you. The love of God is within you. Amen. The child of God, it should be there. You should be molding, shaping your life from day to day. You should be changing from glory to glory. Each and every day, you should be changing. You shouldn't stay the same. You should be changing from glory to glory, because the word of God is progressive. It's moving. It's active. It's powerful. Sharpen the two-edged sword. The word of God is a powerful word. It's a supernatural word. And give us, you know, help us to move forward in the things of God. Jesus said, come unto me. About 28 times or more in the word of God, he said, come unto me, those who are what?
Those who are heaven-laden.
God, he won't take on your burden. He don't want you to be burdened down. He says, you know, he burdened his life. Amen. He don't want you to be burdened down with the things of this life. Amen. He wants you to be bogged down so much you can't get into the word. You can't pray. You can't study. You can't fellowship. You can't worship. You can't do some of the things you need to do as a child of God that can keep you going strong in the things of God. Because you need to be moving, motivated, and doing the things God calls you to do. Amen. And to work in the kingdom of God, to work for the kingdom of God, and work, yeah, about our Father's business. Amen. He was 12 about his Father's business. And we're older than 12. And no, we should be about our Father's business, even more so now than ever before. Amen. To God be the glory. But trust in God, stand on his word, increase your faith in the thing that each and every day your faith should increase. Your faith should increase here in the world tonight. People come back, faith come back here and hearing the word of God. So your faith should be increased on tonight. Amen. All that the faith should do in your life, it should be a living faith. It should be an active faith. It should be a growing faith. Amen. It should be a faith that continues to grow, continues to mold and shape you wherever you go at, where you be at on the face of the earth. It should move you to do the thing God called, commands you to do. It should be one to be obedient to the word of God, to the things of God. Amen. Each and every day. You should have a peace about that in your heart and your life. Amen. To the glory of God, as a child of Most High God, you should have a peace about you to want to do the things God called you to do. Amen. A perfect peace in your heart, in your mind, your spirit, you know, about the things of God. Jesus said that, I am the way, I am the truth, and the life, and no man coming to the Father except through him. You know, you can try another direction, but that won't work. God said, you're only through the Son. Only through Jesus Christ you can have that. Only through him by God's divine grace, amen? You can have that. Not through no other means. There's no other way but through Jesus Christ. You know? He said, come unto me. Come unto him. You know, there were life, everlasting life. God's divine invitation. The gospel. Okay, moving right along here. Okay, let's see what it says here. The acronym for gospel, G-O-S-P-E-L. Why help for you tonight is, okay, G, let's start with G. G could be many things, but why help on tonight is grace. God, divine grace. Not man-made, but this God, divine, supernatural grace. Amen. God, divine grace. This is how we got here. Through the grace, by the grace of God, through Jesus Christ. Nothing but his grace. He is amazing grace. His amazing favor, mercy favor for our life. You know, we didn't deserve that. We deserve, you know, I ain't gonna say that though, but anyhow, we deserve hell because we were sinners against the things of God, against God's word, amen. And God has set aside it, you know, but by the gift of God, he said, we had death, you know, this was one of our destinations was death, amen. Hell and the grave, but through God, the God grace, amen, the God grace and mercy, we are alive in Christ Jesus, amen. Thank God for that. God's mercy endures forever. And then God, his mercy still endures to this very day. To a person saved, receive Christ the Lord and Savior, God's amazing grace still exists right now for you. Amen. Through the blood of Jesus Christ, through the word of God. For by grace are you saved. Through faith, amen. Always through faith. Faith is always has to be there, amen, to initiate it. Through faith that is not of yourself, amen. According to Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8 and 9. It's through faith that we have that grace, amen, that God's divine works we have through Christ Jesus, amen. God's grace is sufficient. God's grace, that unmerited favor, God's grace, his mercy endures forever. But thank God for that grace, that saving grace, amen, to save you and save me as well, and still save you today, amen. It never gets old. It never loses. Well, grace never loses power either. Some of the blood, the word of God, grace never loses power either. Not God's grace, it doesn't. Move on to the next level. Next level is oh, for one. Jesus said we are one in Christ Jesus. For me, not Father, we are one. He said also, he said we are one in Christ Jesus as a child of Most High God. According to his word, he said we are one. One in the spirit, amen. One in faith, one in Lord, one in hope. We are one in Christ. Galatians chapter 3, verse 23 to 29, he's talking about we are one in Christ Jesus. Yes, we are all one in Christ. Not some of us, but ones that are born again, believe, have faith in that, receive, know Jesus, Lord and Savior. We are one in Christ. Amen. What a blessing, what a joy to know that we are one in the things of God. And God, tell me, we were alienated from the Commonwealth of Israel because our sin, but Jesus broke down the wall of petition. He our mediator. Amen. He's our bread of life. He's our good shepherd. And he is our chief apostle. And he is our Savior. Amen. And he broke down that wall. And he became sin for us who knew no sin. He was propitiation for sin. He took our place for it, our substitution, if you will. And I pray for that we may have life through him and in him. Amen. We thank God for being one in Christ Jesus. Amen. Amen. And Jesus said that I and my Father are one. Amen. In John 10:30. I and my Father are one. We are one. You see the manifestation of me, you see the Father. In the manifestation of that power of God in his life, you saw the Father. And God still lives in us today through the Holy Spirit, through his word. Amen. We thank God for that. S is for salvation. Praise God for salvation. God's salvation plan to man. According to John chapter 1, verse 17, God's salvation plan for man, for God, salvation is a great salvation. Amen. Mm-hmm. A great salvation that is needed here. And it's, you know, the word of God says there are no other. And neither is there salvation in any other, according to Acts 4:12, neither is there salvation in the other. There is none other name but the name of Jesus. He said, there's no other name under heaven. Are you under heaven tonight? Are you above heaven? You're under heaven. So I think we're under heaven. Under heaven, there's no other name. Amen. When men can be saved, there's no other name. You can call all kinds of names, but there's no other name, God. See, he all be taken care of. No other name. God authorized this thing already. No other name but through the name of Jesus Christ. No other name where men can be saved. No other name. I mean, that means the name of the world. You're talking about 7-8 billion people in the world today, still God only got a signature that there's no other name. No other name. Yeah, it's significant. What God is saying is no other way of doing that. No other way you can try to do it but through Jesus Christ. He's designed by God, not man. So there's no other name where man can be saved but through Jesus Christ. Amen. But through him. Going to Acts chapter 4, verse 12. No other name.
Amen.
And another thing he said, if there's no other name, there's no other pathway. There's not 4 or 5 paths to God. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man coming to the Father but through him. There's no other pathway, but people try to prevent, try to get other pathway. I don't talk about something like that. But he told me that, so what are you going to do? Choose who you serve. What are you going to do, people? What are you going to do? And God has provided for you already. He provided this for you, salvation. So how can you escape? You neglect so great a salvation. Hebrews chapter 2, verse 3. How can you escape? And God provided for you already salvation through Jesus Christ, through his shed blood on the cross. So how are you going to escape when the time comes? How are you going to escape? He to provide for you a great salvation through Jesus Christ. So how shall you escape when you come down to a Susan? You just say who you serve. And God provides for you, and you rejected that gift God given to you through Jesus Christ. Amen. And you rejected that. So how shall you escape? What shall you say? God says, listen, none shall perish, but all come to knowledge of the truth. Truth in his word, truth that Jesus came out, grace and truth to Jesus Christ. Amen. So how shall you escape when you see what you receive? Jesus is your Lord and Savior. Behold, now is the hour. Behold, now the day of salvation. Not tomorrow, not promised to you. Right now the day of salvation, saint. You need to add some faith to it. Right now your day of salvation. Just a grain of mustard seed. Right now your day of salvation to believe, to trust God what he already provided for you through his son, Jesus Christ. Amen. Tomorrow is not promised to you. Now is the day. Now the hour. Now the time. You hear my voice in the time, this moment. Amen. Get down to peace. Peace stands for power. Peace stands for power. God, divine power is not only just ultimate power, but it's a transforming power. Amen. When you're talking about salvation, this is a transforming power of your life. It's a transforming power of your mind. It's a transforming power of your spirit. Amen. God said, I take out the old stone heart, put in a new heart, new spirit in your life. You're a new creation in Christ Jesus when you receive him as your Lord and Savior. Amen. You are born again to the power, not man, but in the power of God. No matter what age you are born again by the power of God through your faith in Christ Jesus. Amen. By believing and trusting God with what he always provided. It's a transformational power. Amen. It's a transformation. Being transformed by renewing your mind. Amen. Your mind, body, and spirit, by renewing of that through the power of God, you have access to the grace of God and to God's mercy and to God's unmerited favor in your life, amen, through the word of God, amen. And we thank you for that.
Dunamis power,
amen. That's God's power. It's no inner power, amen. Power cannot speak because it belongs, it's of God, amen. Dunamis power, praise amen. God, hallelujah to God for that. Amen, amen. But it is never in the power. It's also power in the blood of Jesus, amen. To wash away our sin. What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. To the transforming power of God Almighty, amen.
Hallelujah.
Through Jesus Christ. That's
amen.
Transforming power. Amen.
Amen.
Praise
amen.
God. E for evangelism. Evangelism. Amen. We know about that. We can talk that. We still do that. Even disciples were doing that as well. And so he tells you to do that too, go into all the world. Amen. Jesus said, go tell the disciples, tell them, go into all the world. Amen. Go ye into all the world. And what? And preach and the gospel. Amen. To every creature. I'm coming from Mark 16, chapter, the 5th through the 19th verse. He said, go to the tell them, go into all the world. Amen? And preach and teach the gospel to every creature, not some of them, to every creature, to every person on the face of this earth. Amen? To everyone. You know, so it's a lot more work to do, a lot more kingdom business to take care of. Amen? Before he comes. You know, brother, you know, so you're working until Jesus comes. There's a lot of work to be done. Amen? There's nothing to go around. So they'll need to be saved in salvation, praise God. Amen? It's not right next door to you. It could be your neighbors. It could be somebody right next. It could be someone up above you. You think where you live in a duplex, or you live in an apartment, or you live in a house, a home, or a townhouse, wherever you are. There's someone that needs Christ, amen. Right there beside you, someone that needs to hear about the gospel of Jesus Christ, amen. Someone needs to hear that. To God be the glory, amen.
Amen.
Oh, wait a minute. I'm an L now. L is for. What L for? Oh yeah. L for love. Amen. God, everlasting love. God, agape love. Praise God. Hallelujah. God, love. Amen. That say you and I. Amen. God, love. God, agape love. It was love that saved me. Nothing else could help. Nothing else could help but the love of God. Praise God. God, agape, everlasting love. Enduring love. Praise God. Amen. Boy, I love, even today, I love unconditional love of God. Amen. It's unconditional. I don't know. Other people love might last for a while. all due respect, King Trinity, you had the wrong kind of love. That love, she had a natural love, that feeling kind of love. She had that ego. She had that natural love, that feeling kind of love. Amen. God love, enduring love, unconditional love, a great love than three is what? Love. Faith, hope, love. The greater love than is love. But God love is different than natural love. Amen. God is enduring love. God love transcends time. God love transcends the world we live in. Transcend all of that. But God love is true love. Amen. God love is full of truth and grace. God love is that love that abide always, amen, enduring love, amen, the love of God, amen, amen. Go ahead, Tina Turner love, God respect Tina Turner, she's a great singer. But I had that type of love, she had the wrong kind of love, amen. She had the wrong type of love. But the God love is not like that. God love is true, unconditional, and God love is a love that when you receive it, you never forget it. Say again?
It's everlasting.
It's everlasting love. It's a great love. It's a perfect love, praise God. Eternal love, praise God. The God love is great love, praise God. But Romans 5:8, for God commended his love while we were yet sinners. And that's something. While we were yet sinners, lost in the world, going away from God, you know, around that out of doing things you've been doing out there in the world before salvation, out there while we were yet sinners, going to clubs and doing all the things we were doing, amen, contrary to the word of God. Contrary to the word of God, Christ died for you and I, amen. He died for you and I. And that was justified by his blood, amen. By his blood. For remission of our sin. The shed of blood, no remission of sin. But by his blood that had to take place, he was a lamb of God, amen. He was a lamb of God to take away the sin of the world. So by his blood, he washed the sin, washed blood of Christ, amen. We are reconciled back to God, amen. So we have reconciliation through Christ Jesus, amen. But the love of God lasts from eternity to eternity, amen. It never runs out, never runs dry, amen. They have power in the blood of God. One other thing, for God so loved the world. They got love again. For God so loved the world was disobedient, the world was doing contrary to the thing of God, still doing it. That same world, that sometimes be evil world, but that same world so loved the world, disobedient world, the God so loved the world, unrighteous world, so God so loved the world that he gave, oh, what a mighty God we serve, he gave his only begotten son. He only begotten son came through four two generations. He only begotten son, amen, born of a virgin named Mary. He only begotten son, amen, that whosoever is everyone.
Amen.
Whosoever believes in him should not perish, but shall have everlasting life, amen. You can have everlasting life today, saint. Amen. Yeah. Everlasting life in Christ Jesus, amen. That John 3:16-21. Amen. And we thank God for that still true today, amen. Still true today. But choose you this day who you serve, and to let today be your day of salvation, and receive the greatest salvation of all, the salvation in God's only begotten Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, amen. And choose you this day to serve, to believe, and trust in him. He got a transforming power that he can work in your life, amen. God's hand is not too short. He's still reaching out to you, saints of God, people of God. He's still reaching out to your neighbors, to your friends, to your family members, to anyone to receive by faith the things of God. Amen. To God be the glory. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. What a word. Thank you, Pastor Jasper. Praise God. God's divine invitation, the gospel. And our acronym pastor tonight brought it home. He said the gospel is an acronym for grace, one, salvation, power, evangelism, and the agape love of our almighty God. Praise God. We just give God the praise for that powerful message tonight. We have a few more minutes left in the broadcast. We're going to go ahead and open the lines up. And if you would like to share your comments in the study, as we have studied in this word tonight on God's divine invitation, God is inviting you. He has invited you. He's inviting even the lost souls to come and dine at the feet, dine at the table, coming for salvation. And we thank God. I don't know about you, but I'm sure you do. If you're a child of the Most High God, thank God for salvation in Jesus Christ. He gave the invitation, and you have answered, praise God. And we just thank God for our salvation. We have been redeemed. Is there one tonight that would like to share your comments, encouragement for the man of God, comments on this topic? God's divine invitation. Press 1 on your dial pad. We would love to be able to hear from you. Hallelujah. Praise God. Caller, your last 4 digits are 4848. Praise God. Minister Hilton, how you doing tonight?
I'm truly blessed. Thank you all for this anointed word. Thank you so much, Pastor Jasper. You know, faith comes by hearing and hearing the word of God. And I was truly empowered through this message. It just increased my faith. You were speaking about how the kingdom dwells in us and how God's divine plan and the faithfulness of God, Matthew 6:33. But God is always faithful. And you were speaking about the promises of God, how he's given us exceeding great and precious promises. And we're partakers of that divine nature and how the Holy Spirit indwells in us with the life of God present within us, that divine life quickening our mortal body,
right,
when we have the mind of Christ to think God's thoughts, to speak God's word, that living word. You were speaking about how the word of God is full of life, full of the power of God. Yes. And as we declare that thing, that word is loose to go forth and quicken all that it touches, and the light of God's word emanating from his word. You were speaking even also, one thing I got was when you were speaking about the love of God, and we know in the world of speaking, people like to say, I love you to death. But the thing about the love of God, God loved us to life, because when we were dead in our trespasses and sin, he sent Jesus. He sent the demonstration of the love of the Father God when he sent his son into this earth realm, when he came down off the throne into this dark domain, the light of the world, to bring the love of God, to demonstrate to the sons and daughters of men, physically demonstrating in himself the love of God, loving us so much that he gave himself upon the tree. And we have been redeemed by that love. And also, one other thing. How the salvation, sozo, means to preserve in one's original state and condition, to preserve to life. And that's what the Lord did when he brought us salvation. He brought us back to our original state and condition in God, in the Father, in the Son, we are sons, even as you have said. And the very life of God is dwelling in us. And God is faithful, and he will perfect all that concerns each and every believer. That's all I want to say. Thank you so much for that word. It was very inspiring and very powerful. Thank you so much.
Amen.
Praise God.
Thank you.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Minister Hilton, Brett, for sharing those comments. Powerful. Hallelujah. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Caller number 0400 by the grace of God. Mother Pat, hold on 1 second. Can you hear us?
Hello, Mother Pat.
Yes,
good evening,
I can
Mother
hear you.
Amen.
Good afternoon to you all.
Good
I enjoyed
good
that word. I enjoyed the word, and I was taking my little notes. And one of the things came across my mind or whatever, I say, you know, there is 2 invitations that we receive. Let me take it like this. It's 2 invitations that are extended to us. And when we accept that invitation, God's divine invitation is far more better than Satan's invitation, because he can promise you that, make you think all is gold, and you found out it was gold field. It's not the real thing. And then when Jasper was talking about the gospel, I got some good notes here when he said grace. Lord, we thank God for grace.
Yes.
Because it's grace sufficient for all things. And it's this grace that we are blessed to have. Because when we going through, God blesses us with his grace to say, come on, you're going to make it. Going to make it. And then when he say one, the oath for oneness, you know, it's a good thing that when we come to be born again Christians, we're all working for one purpose, and that is to establish the kingdom here upon this earth and to get souls saved. And then he say, ask for salvation. Thank God for salvation. Thank God for his grace that led us to salvation. And then when he said P for power, power that God gives you when you come on his side. Oh, the power to be able to stand against so many things the adversary try to throw your way. But when you put that shield upon you, you're already victorious, so he give you power. I give you power to tread upon serpents and scorpions. And no anything that we drink is harmful. He said it would not kill us because he protected us. We don't go tip the Lord, but he already provided for us with his power to be in him. And then with that power, praise God, with that power, we go out. We need to, we should be out there evangelizing, getting people in the kingdom. Because the time is short. It's shorter than what we really realize. Because he is coming back. And then, then I like when he said love, that agape love. We just got to doing a study, and it was talking about, it's God's agape love that give us power. It's God's agape love enable us to love the unlovable. It's God's agape love. I can see a homosexual, and I can say, I love you, but I love God, and I am to hate what God hates, and he hates that sin. And don't even back down. Don't be afraid of their faces or anything, because that's what they need to hear, the truth of the gospel. God loves you so much that he gave his only begotten son so that you can have eternal life. And they and sometimes you wonder if people realize that there is eternity with God and there's eternity with Satan. You choose this day who you will serve.
You choose.
Will you serve God or will you say serve Satan? Well, as for me, and like Pastor Jasper say, everybody in this house, we choose to serve the Lord.
All right.
Amen. And then I love what he says. He says, he find one saved in a household, he'll save your whole household. So we can't look at what they doing. We got to stand on God's word and believe God. No matter what, and I must say my grandson, no matter what CJ is doing, God has a plan and a purpose, and he's part of me. And I'm believing God before he leave out of here, he accept Christ.
Come
you just got to believe. You got to stand on what God said. God's word is not going to be passed away. He said this heaven and earth going to pass away, but his word always going to be. And once we get that word in us, don't let it go. Be like that bulldog. Hold on to it with a tenacious bite. Don't let the word of God go from you. All right, now let me shut up. I love you. That was a powerful word, and I got a lot of nuggets out of it. So I was fed, okay? And it wasn't chicken nuggets. It was gospel nuggets. Amen, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Mother Pat. Thank you for those edifying words. Thank you so much. Praise God. Mother Pat say, hold on like bulldog. I know that's right. I know that's right. Don't let go, because God's not going to let go of us. A caller, 6769. Praise God. Go right ahead, please. Good evening. Good evening.
Good evening. Hello.
Good evening. Good evening. Praise God for the word on tonight. God is
Amen.
So good and worthy to be praised. I thank
Amen.
God for Pastor Jasper talking about the invitation. You know, it says, you know, God said when he be lifted up, he will draw all men.
And
that love that Pastor Jasper talked about, that love that we have
yes.
for those who don't know God for the pardon of their sins, and how we
yeah.
extend the invitation to encourage them, to let them know that for God so
yeah.
loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever
yes.
believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. I just thank God for the word
yeah.
tonight, because Noah extended the invitation and Moses extended
yes.
the invitation, but most of all, Jesus
yes.
extended that invitation as well. And he told us to go out
yes.
into the highway, into the hedges, and compel them
yes.
to come in, that my house
Amen.
May be full. So I just thank God
yes.
for the word tonight. Now, I wasn't able to get all of it, but you know, sometimes you come late to the meal, you get some of it, but you still get full. And so I
still
thank God for the
Praise
yeah,
God.
Still get some.
Amen.
So
Amen.
I thank God
thank
for getting full tonight. You know,
all right.
I thank God,
God
for the word. May God continue to bless you, Pastor Whitehurst, is in your ministry.
Amen. Thank
you,
Elder Lisa. We just thank
yes,
God
thank
for you as well. Thank
you
for sharing those wonderful, blessed comments. Thank you so much. Hallelujah. Is there another tonight? Praise God. We just give God all the praise again for the opportunity to share his word. Amen. Call it 3258. Praise God. Go right ahead, please. Good evening. Good evening.
Hello.
Good evening. Good evening. To God be the glory.
Hey,
I was
yes.
laughing at my cousin, Elder Lisa Strayhorn. To God be the glory, because I was like her. I came in the part of it to hear the word, because my mind was on relaxing and doing
mm-hmm.
some relaxing. And I said, oh, my God. I said, "My brother, it's time for the program. Let me just get on in there and get some." So it was almost
Thanks.
Like you eating a buffet dinner and you got a chance
right.
to taste some of the good stuff in the buffet dinner.
Go.
So I want to encourage my brother, Pastor Jasper Whitehurst, to continue
Amen.
On preaching and teaching the holy word of God. Thanks so
yes.
much for breaking down the gospel and the love of God, because it's so much cold love out here
yes.
that the people need
right.
to hear about the real love and the real gospel. And no matter
right.
what else you may do, when you get him on the inside, he'll work out whatever need to be worked out so you can be a child of God. Because when you accept him, you become a child
mm-hmm.
of God. But it's still some work.
Amen.
He got to work on us on the inside. So thank you for
yes.
explaining and teaching that powerful word. Continue on, my brother, in the name of Jesus. God bless.
Amen. God bless you, Elder Green. Praise God. Thank God for your words of power, edification as well, and encouragement.
Yes.
We give God all the praise. Well, thank you. If there is another, you can press one on your dial pad. We want to go ahead and extend even further that divine invitation that Pastor Jasper was talking about tonight. And if you're on this line tonight and you don't know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of your life, we extend to you what God has extended to us. And that's this divine invitation to make Jesus' acquaintance. Hallelujah. Praise God. Jesus came to live and die and was resurrected for your sins and mine. Romans 10:9-10 just tells us that if you but believe upon the Lord Jesus and believe that God raised him from the dead, then you shall be saved. If you but confess with your mouth and believe it sincerely in your heart. And all you got to do is confess it and say, Heavenly Father, I am a sinner. I ask you, Lord Jesus, to come into my life. I believe that you are the Son of the living God and that you came to this earth and you lived and you died and you were resurrected for me. And you're sitting right now at the right hand of God the Father Almighty, interceding for me. I ask you, Lord Jesus, to come into my heart, come into my life, take charge of my life for the rest of my life. And if you but prayed, my brother or my sister, that simple prayer, then we welcome you tonight into the kingdom of God. We have just extended to you through the Holy Spirit of our Almighty God the divine invitation. Choose ye this day whom you will serve. We give God all the praise, honor, and glory. We thank God for the opportunity to share in his word and to share with you tonight in the study of his word. We pray that you will go forth, share the good news of Jesus Christ with someone this week. Let them know that, yes, though we may be in a fallen world, we serve a risen Savior, and his name is Jesus Christ. And we give God all the glory, honor, and praise. Go forth. Have a wonderfully blessed week in the Lord. Oh, and if you also, too, on Thursday, I'm talking to my ladies, hallelujah, my sisters in the Lord, we will host Queen Talk this Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right, Lord willing, right on this line. Simply dial the same number that you dialed to tune in tonight, and we look forward again to going and sharing the word of God with you. To God be the glory. Go forth and have an awesomely blessed week. Hallelujah and good night. Praise God.